Welcome, and thanks for joining me as I review the top-selling biotics products. In an earlier session, we talked about the top 15 sellers, and in this session, we're going to cover the next 15. But before we go any further, I just want to review a very important aspect or unique feature of biotics research products, and it's the tableting base. The tableting base, which comes from a vegetable culture. And one of the things that's so unique about it is that in the tableting base, in the vegetable culture, there's naturally occurring SOD, superoxide dismutase. Superoxide dismutase is classified as a primary antioxidant and works synergistically with the well-known secondary antioxidants such as vitamin C, vitamin A, and E. But of all the antioxidants, SOD is the most powerful. A single SOD molecule can neutralize thousands of free radicals, whereas a secondary antioxidant can only neutralize one. One IU, international unit of SOD, has a life of several days and catalyzes the elimination of billions of free radicals. But for simplicity's sake, let's just say it's 1 billion. Each microgram of plant SOD yields 6.6 units. So that means that 20 micrograms yields 132 units, which means that well over 132 billion oxidative reactions are able to be quenched. And as a side benefit, these antioxidants protect the phytochemicals and the nutrients in the tablet. So not only are you getting this amazing antioxidant capacity, but you're also protecting the phytochemicals and the nutrients. The shelf life is extended significantly, and it all comes for free as part of the tableting-based culture. And so instead of having compressible sugars, compressible starches, what we have is a living food with living antioxidants. Let's go through the next products: berberine, BioC Plus 1000, CoQ, NAC. We're going to talk about Children's ENT, Curcum RX, Intenzyme Forte, Biomega 1000, Dysbiocide, Zinc, Promulti Plus, Bioimmunozyme Forte, IPS, IAG, and Saccharomyces boulardii. Let's talk about berberine first, number 16. Jack Wolfson, a cardiologist, said at the end of the day, berberine may be the single greatest supplement that exists. It's quite a compliment, quite a statement. It has antimicrobial activity against bacteria, fungi, parasites, worms, and viruses. But what's unique about it has no effect on indigenous lactobacilli and bifidobacteria. So it kills the bad guys, but protects the good ones. One study concluded that berberine helped fight diabetes every bit as effective as metformin. One study showed an 18% decrease in total cholesterol and a drop in LDL cholesterol particles by 21%. It's also effective in treating non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Here's an interesting comment. Of the 2,800 articles on berberine in the last 5 years, over 500 have been on the treatment of cancer. It's one of the few compounds that's known to help activate the metabolic regulator AMPK, or adenosine monophosphate activated protein kinase. Berberine's antioxidant activation of AMPK turns on the process of aerobic cell growth. That's healthy cell growth. And that takes place within the mitochondria. And so what happens is cancer tumors operate with anaerobic metabolism. And what we want to do is turn on the aerobic aspect in the mitochondria, and it actually causes cancer cells to starve and eventually to self-destruct. Another study gives us a clue that perhaps berberine's role in so many pathogens is its ability to affect the biofilm that protects them. Authors describe its use with methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus infections, MRSA. Here's a quote from them. We demonstrated that some minimal inhibitory concentrations of berberine exhibited no bacterial activity against MRSA, but affected MRSA biofilm development in a dose-dependent manner. Berberine can inhibit MRSA biofilm formation and then enhance bacterial activity of antibiotics. Berberine also appears to regulate the integrity of tight junctions in the gut. In animal models, berberine reduced toxin absorption into the bloodstream when pre-treated with berberine. You can see a Tuesday Minute, number 444, when I comment, is this the single greatest nutrient? I go into much more detail. Dr. Wolfson uses berberine for lipid and blood sugar issues at 1 BID or 2 TID for more advanced cases, As a cardiologist, he doesn't treat cancer, but if someone has an elevated PSA or a history of colon polyps, he uses 2-TID. Vitamin C Plus 1000, number 17. Many people don't realize that most vitamin C that comes in the, on the market is in a oxidized form. And when you're in the mineral ascorbate form of vitamin C, you're in a reduced form, meaning you can donate an electron. So again, most other forms are oxidized ascorbate forms, and therefore the body must reduce it before it can be used to quench free radicals. As you know, a reducing agent is something that donates an electron, rendering it harmless. It contains 850 milligrams of vitamin C as calcium and mineral ascorbates, 100 milligrams of citrus bioflavonoids, 50 milligrams of calcium, and 32 milligrams of magnesium per tablet, and again, 20 micrograms of both SOD and catalase. There's other forms of vitamin C as well. BioC Plus is a mineral ascorbate form of vitamin C. It also provides calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium ascorbate forms. It contains 500 milligrams of vitamin C, 100 milligrams of citrus bioflavonoids, and 20 micrograms of both SOD and catalase. The beauty of the BioC Plus is it's a smaller tablet and people can take it a little bit easier. There's also a product called Mixed Ascorbate Powder, which at the time of this recording is temporarily discontinued. Reason being, there was a shortage of the magnesium ascorbate, and so we used what we did have for the BioC Plus 1000 and the BioC Plus. So I'm not sure if it's in the line, back in the line yet, but it was a great product. It had 2,800 milligrams of a buffered vitamin C per teaspoon, 200 milligrams of calcium, and 100 milligrams of magnesium. And we use a teaspoon 2 to 3 times a day. There's a nice Tuesday Minute, number 223, called Instructions for Vitamin C Calibration to Regulate pH. So it's a nice Tuesday Minute on how to change people's pH and how to use a vitamin C a calibration test to use vitamin C in large doses. Coenzyme Q30, number 18. It's an emulsified form of CoQ10. Used where increased oxygenation is required. For example, cardiac stress, immune dysfunction, periodontal disease, high blood pressure, renal dysfunction, allergies, asthma, MS, diabetes, ulcers, is an adjunct support with the use of statin drugs and viral infections, and we use 1 to 2 tablets 3 times a day with meals. You can see an interesting Tuesday Minute, number 443, to discuss ubiquinone. Ubiquinone is the oxidized stable form. Ubiquinol is a reduced unstable form. And according to CoQ experts, ubiquinol is oxidized or converted to ubiquinone in the stomach. So here we have the reduced form, ubiquinol, and you would think that that's the best form. But as soon as the ubiquinol gets to the stomach, it becomes oxidized or converted to ubiquinone in the stomach. Once it's absorbed into the lymph system, ubiquinone is converted back into ubiquinol. Once in the inner membrane of the mitochondria, where energy is made, the oxidized form, ubiquinone, is in great demand. So the reduced form of CoQ, ubiquinol, is rapidly converted back to the oxidized ubiquinone form. So it's a little complicated. You might want to pause this and read it again, but basically what happens is it goes from the oxidized to reduced, to oxidized, reduced, to oxidized, to reduced. It goes back and forth, and the body does that naturally. So it's a little disingenuous to see to say that ubiquinol is the only form that can be used. It's very unstable. The ubiquinone is much more stable, and it's in a form the body can use. This is just a little diagram that talks about emulsification, microemulsification, and how the increased uptake of fat-soluble nutrients can be increased by using a emulsified form. So this was 30 milligrams of the dry form, raised blood levels this much. When you take 30 milligrams of the emulsified form, it raised it this much. So 30 milligrams of the emulsified form of CoQ is equal to 89 milligrams of the unemulsified CoQ. And so it would take 89 milligrams of the dry form to equal 30 milligrams of the emulsified form. So we're getting almost 3 times the benefit by using emulsification with as opposed to the dry forms. You can see number 443, as I said, what's the best form of CoQ? 30 milligrams emulsified will raise blood levels 2 to 3 times higher than the dry form. It's important to know that there's no soy byproducts. There's no propylene glycol. A lot of products are now giving you liposomal activity, but a lot of these liposomal products have propylene glycol. Other detergents, artificial surfactants that are used in their emulsification process. Biotics doesn't use any of those chemical processes. Although it's not the number 18 product, CoQ100 is a little bit stronger product, and it's CoQ100 plus. It contains 100 milligrams of the emulsified coenzyme CoQ plus 100% of the phosphorylated B vitamins. And we need the phosphorylated B vitamins for the Krebs cycle and mitochondrial support. Keep in mind that many researchers feel that CoQ is the most important supplement for mitochondrial dysregulation. So the CoQ100 plus is a great product to support the mitochondrial regulation. And acetylcysteine, NAC, is number 19. Dr. Vasquez did some amazing work, and you can see an entire presentation, an hour-long presentation that he did on N-acetylcysteine and especially its value against viruses. So these are just some quotes from his work. Antioxidant, NAC is an antioxidant independent of glutathione because of the cysteine. It supports glutathione production. So if we want to make more glutathione, NAC is very valuable. It's famous for its liver protection, specifically from poisons. It supports phase two liver detoxification via sulfation pathway. It's mucolytic, cuts mucus. It dissolves biofilms. It's naturally anti-inflammatory. It enhances immune function against intracellular pathogens. It's directly and indirectly antiviral. As I mentioned, it's directly and indirectly antiviral. It lowers fever. It's anti-catabolic and anti-wasting because it spares glutamine. It's mitoprotective, meaning it promotes mitochondrial health and repair. It's renoprotective, it's neuroprotective, and it enhances dopamine while reducing glutamate. And another benefit is it lowers homocysteine and it chelates arsenic and mercury. So NAC has become one of my favorite products for a number of different things. Children's ENT, number 20. This is a strawberry-flavored probiotic lozenge. It supplies newly isolated Lactobacillus dubrucki, LE, and Lactobacillus rhamnosus, LB3 strains. So these are newly developed strains. They're also combined with synergistic probiotic strains. So you can see, if you look at this proprietary blend, each one will give 2 billion organisms. So you've got the Lactobacillus rhamnosus and Lactobacillus dubrucki, I guess is the best way to say it, LE. But you also have Lactobacillus plantarum, Bifidofactor longum, and Bifidofactor bifidum. So it's a very unique product. We know the Bifidofactors come from mother's milk. Lysosome is an enzyme, helps break down the bacterial wall, and then fructooligosaccharides to feed the bacteria when they as they grow and multiply. So this is a unique product. We use it to support the sinus structures and surrounding tissues for children's and adults, but it's a proven antagonist, has proven antagonistic activity towards the top ENT pathogens, including Candida strains. It exhibits something called immunomodulatory effects. It activates immunocompetent cells, supporting immune tolerance. It increases NK, natural killer cells, stimulates the production of B cells, lymphocytes, stimulates immunoglobulin A. It promotes immune tolerance by supporting T regulatory cells. It's a very interesting product. It adheres to the oral cavity, and we use anywhere for 2 to 6 lozenges per day. This is kind of a cool chart. It's a little tricky, so let me go over it. So this what they're doing is in the test culture, there's these things called zones of growth inhibition, and these are in millimeter sizes. So what this means is the bigger the number, the more protection. And so what they did is they took the most popular strains in Europe, and one of them is Dubrucki bulgarius. That's number one, that represented by this column, and then Dubrucki LE, which represents number two, Lactobacillus rhamnosus, which is number three, and then this Dubrucki ND, NCDO213, which is represented here. So these are the one and four are the most popular strains in Europe. So look, for example, at E. coli. We see that it inhibits growth inhibition. It's a zone of growth inhibition by 20 plus or minus one. But the LE strain does a 28, and the LB3 does a 32. And here you can see that the product number four does a 20. So these, you can see a significant increase over the most popular products in Europe. And you could see, you can look at all the numbers, 21, you can see the 26, 32, 18. But here's what's interesting, Candida albicans. These don't inhibit anything. There is no zone of growth inhibition with number one and number four, yet with the LE, number two, and with the LB3, it has a huge zone of growth inhibition. So it's very powerful against, these are all, by the way, the major pathogens that are involved in children's infections, ear, nose, and throat infections. And you could see a aggressive ability to fight these infections. This is kind of a cool chart. Same thing. These are the controls. And then this is, we're talking about natural killer cells. So in the controls, the average NK cells were activated for between 66 and 20 minutes. LB3, it increased the natural killer cell activity to 23.5, and it did that from 6 to 75 minutes. With the LE, it increased natural killer cells 30.1, and it did it from 8 minutes to 100 minutes. Then they took a yogurt sample just to see, compare a yogurt sample. And yes, it worked a little bit, and it went up to 11.5, and it was from 6 to 17 minutes. This was interesting. It was the IgA, which IgA, as you know, is the most important immunoglobulin for the mucous membranes. And you can see the controls had an increase to 14.7, the LB3 to 19.6. And LE to 15, not much of an increase. Yogurt had no effect on the IgA, but the LB3 had a nice increase. Children's ENT became so popular that they added a product called adult ENT. And Lubov Seichel, PhD, is the world-renowned microbiologist from Moscow State University who developed both products. She has over 180 publications and 36 patents, and actually the probiotic strains that we're talking about, there's over 40 studies to show safety, stability, and a high level of survivability. It's similar to children's ENT, except the adult ENT Pro has a higher potency. The adult ENT has 6 billion bacterial strains and versus 2 billion in the children's ENT. In the adult ENT, there's 15 milligrams of the lysosomes versus 10 milligrams of the lysosomes. The beauty of both of these products, they have a high degree of adhesion to the mucus coat of the upper air passageway, so it goes into the sinuses, into the upper air passages, stimulates the production of B-cell lymphocytes, and again, it demonstrates high survivability under both acidic and alkaline environments. And that's important because a lot of probiotics are destroyed in the acid of your digestive juices or the alkalinity of your digestive juices. So this demonstrates high survivability. Again, adult ENT contains a proprietary blend of 6 billion organisms. We talked about those a little bit. It combines potency of live immunobiotic probiotic cells and the lysozymes that act as an immunobiotic, which basically enhances or modulates health by driving mucosal immune mechanisms. So it's we're giving probiotics which are stimulating the natural immune system in the mucosal membranes. Lysosomes, which is a term that we talked about a little earlier, are found naturally in human saliva. Lysosomes function by attacking, hydrolyzing, and then breaking the mesh-like layer of sugar and amino acid bonds that make up the cell wall. So this hydrolysis in turn compromises the integrity of the bacterial cell walls, and it causes a lysis or a destroying of the bacteria. So that's kind of an interesting addition to the formula. And again, there's 15 milligrams of lysosomes in the adult ENT pro. Talking about microemulsions just for a second, and we're going to gear this conversation to CurcumRx, the 21st product. Lipids in nature are found in seeds and nuts, and you're going to find that when they are in seeds and nuts, that they're microemulsion particles, and the size is 0.5 microns in diameter. This is similar to the size of the of milk lipid droplets. So again, when we find fat oils or lipids in seeds and nuts, we're going to find them in microemulsion particles in tiny, tiny sizes. Biotics microemulsifies their oils, such as vitamin A, E, D, K, and CoQ, CoQ10, and also their oils such as oregano. And the result is that you get a lymphatic uptake of oily nutrients, which is documented for oily nutrients. This technology is not very easy to mimic, so not too many companies know how to use it. And they rely on, other companies rely on synthetic detergents such as tweens to reduce the oil to water soluble micelles. So when you see micelles on the label, think tweens, unless they have something very specific to prove that they're not. Most of them are tweens, polysorbate 80. There's a common term in the industry called liposomal delivery system. That's, again, these particles are much smaller than the normal natural oil and water particles found in foods. Companies usually avoid labeling what's the active ingredient or what's used in the liposome. And we always want to ask the question, why? And the answer to that is because there's serious issues with these compounds in terms of leaky gut development. Emulsions that we use, we're using plant gums that don't cause membrane damage, whereas a lot of these other products do cause membrane damage. So we have to be a little careful of micelles and liposomal delivery systems, unless you know exactly what the particular product is used to emulsify or to reduce the oil to water soluble products. But this is very exciting to me. Recently, a new method of preparation has been developed, resulting in the emulsified curcumin using only turmeric components. The process begins with powdering of turmeric, followed by a water extraction, creating a water soluble turmeric powder. Food grade alcohol is used to separate the oil soluble curcumin from the residual turmeric powder. The oil soluble fraction is purified into curcumin crystals, and the polysaccharides and other natural ingredients from turmeric are used as emulsifying agents to emulsify the curcumin. This results in an emulsified, high quality oil in water curcuminoid emulsion. This composition is then spray dried, resulting in a powdered material. And all the compounds in the final product are from the original turmeric plant. CurcumRx contains only natural turmeric compounds. The curcuminoid composition of CurcumRx is 72 to 78% curcumin. It's dimethyl oxycurcumin, 12 to 18%, and bisdismethyl curcumin, 3 to 8%. It's kind of a long-winded explanation, but basically what happens is by using the curcumin plant as the emulsifying agent, we can now document that there's over 200 beneficial turmeric nutrients that are in there. It's not just the one or two curcumin isolated phytochemicals, but there's actually over 200 beneficial turmeric nutrients. So what that does is it increases the effectiveness and it gets you closer to the whole plant. A lot of the studies that have been done with curcumin have been using the whole plant and multiple grams, 10, 15, 20 grams. So you're getting all those other curcuminoids, other turmeric nutrients as well. So this is the only product of its kind that will give you all of those benefits. So it supplies significant levels of therapeutic curcumin. Of all the products on the market, it stays in the bloodstream the longest. It supplies over 200 curcuminoids that are germane to the plant. It's cost effective, and they're small, easy to swallow capsules, and it won't cause leaky gut via tweens or liposomes. Interesting, CurcumRx, curcumin in some studies has been shown to inhibit cancer stem cells. Dr. Fred Pescatore wrote a book called 303 Natural healing miracles. And in chapter 13, he talks about how curcumin inhibits cancer stem cells. And this was the quotation that he used for his presentation. Also, just another comment, Dr. Russell Blaylock says curcumin reduces plaque in the brain by at least 8 different mechanisms. So we talked about that on the Tuesday Minute 469. So curcumin, the emulsified root, has 500 milligrams, superoxide dismutase, 20 micrograms, and catalase. By the way, what happens with superoxide dismutase is it breaks things into hydrogen peroxide and water, and then the catalase changes the hydrogen peroxide and converts it into water and oxygen. So we like to see catalase with superoxide dismutase as well. Serving size is 2 capsules, and they're serving 30 servings per bottle. Tenzyme Forte, another one of my favorite products. This was the original formula developed by Dr. Wolf in Germany based on over 40 years of his clinical work. And if we take a look at 14 different studies using over 1,500 subjects, the length of time of recovery time was half by using proteolytic enzymes. So if we take a product like Intenzyme or any kind of proteolytic enzyme with food, you're going to have a great digestive aid. However, if you take it between meals, you have an anti-inflammatory effect, and that's been our experience with Intenzyme Forte. Intenzyme Forte is a mixture of plant and animal-based proteolytic enzymes, but it's specifically high in trypsin and chymotrypsin. For acute injuries, we take 10 to 20 immediately, and then 5 tablets 4 times a day on an empty stomach for 3 days, and then reduce to 4 tablets 3 times a day until inflammation abates. For chronic inflammation, 3 to 4 tablets 3 times a day between meals. Intenzyme will tend to help thin the blood, so we want to be careful with patients taking prescribed blood thinners. It doesn't thin the blood per se, but it breaks down thrombolytic, the thrombocytes that are stick together, and so it's we use caution with people taking blood thinners. And you can see the Tuesday Minute 437 for on slashing healing times for more details. Bio-Omega 3. 1000. We've changed oil sources. Biotics, I've been with Biotics for over, gosh, like 40 years, and we've used different oils. We've changed different sources many, many times. But in the last 3 years, we've changed to smaller fish, sustainably caught anchovies. They're caught and processed off the coast of Chile to significantly reduce the catch to capsule time. Most people don't realize that it can be up to a year and a half from the time the fish is caught to the time that it gets in the capsule. And that's because the fish are caught and then they're processed and then they're shipped to Norway and they're processed further and they're shipped back to the manufacturing sites. Well, in this case, the processing plant, the fishermen come in with the fish and it's right there and they're caught. It's processed right off the coast of Chile, right on the coast for the fishermen. And so they can take care of the oils and reduce toxicity, reduce rancidity significantly, and reduce the time to catch the capsule time. Smaller fish are used because smaller fish have less mercury and less PCBs than are in bigger fish. Each capsule contains 1,140 milligrams of natural marine lipids with 1,000 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids. And it's a nice ratio. It's 570 milligrams of EPA and 430 milligrams of DHA, then it's another 140 milligrams of additional omega-3 oils, as well as 10 IUs of vitamin E to reduce oxidation. One of the things that Biotics does on all their oils is they do pre and post rancidity tests just to make sure that the products aren't rancid. Again, we used smaller for the Bio-Omega-3 liquid, which is a similar product, same oil, smaller fish, anchovies and sardines caught off the coast of Chile. And each teaspoon contained 2,895 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids. That's 1,450 milligrams of EPA and 1,040 of DHA per teaspoon. That's very dramatic. That's a whopping dose. They're finding now that 3 to 4 grams are really the therapeutic dose, but you can use a couple teaspoons twice a day for a month, and then you could drop it down to just 1 teaspoon. So each bottle has 40 servings per bottle. And you can see a couple of interesting Tuesday minutes, the value of high dose fish oil. And then number 330, dramatic headache relief. It's a story of migraine headaches being reduced with high dose fish oil. Dysbiocide number 24. This was a product developed by Dr. Gary Lesneski to deal with small worms, amoeba, and dysbiotic bacteria. What a lot of people don't realize, though, is you start looking at some of these. So two capsules supply a proprietary blend of Stemia, Sessifolia, Artemisia, Brucea, Pulsatilla, Picarosema, names I can't even pronounce, yarrow, dill, acacia. But they're products that are designed, they are designed specifically for worms, amoeba, and dysbiotic flora, but they're also very effective in killing off weird aberrant bacteria. So it's the primary focus is for worms, amoeba, and dysbiotic flora, but we use it also for other types of weird bacteria. It's useful for SIBO as an alternative rifaximin by using dysbiocide 2BID and FC-cidyl 2 capsules BID. It was just as effective as rifaximin. You can see a nice article by Dr. Rachel Olivier, select herbals proposed as beneficial in the eradication of small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. That was in the original Internist in March 2013. Or you can see the Tuesday Minute 392, two clinical pearls for SIBO. The enzyme Forte, zinc has been very, very popular in the news because of this, the whole COVID-19. It's necessary for over 200 enzyme systems. The Z enzyme Forte contains 25 milligrams of zinc in a gluconate and citrate form. The enzyme, which is really designed for children, is a smaller tablet, has 15 milligrams per tablet. We know we need zinc it's necessary to make hydrochloric acid. We know it's critical for healthy GI cells. It speeds wound healing. It's necessary for healthy cell membranes. It's necessary for essential fatty acid metabolism. It's necessary for healthy skin and hair. It's an important mineral for women during pregnancy, and it's extremely important for prostate problems in men. We also always use it for when people are on testosterone supplementation. So somebody has low testosterone, inflammation of all kinds, low sperm motility and low sperm count, night blindness. For if you have cadmium or copper buildup, we want to use zinc, hair loss, depression, skin problems, compulsive behavior, and reduced appetite, even to the point of anorexia, could all be related to low levels of zinc. One of the tests we use to check for zinc is the aqueous zinc test, and we'll have people take taste zinc, about a tablespoon, keep it in their mouth for 30 seconds, and based on how they respond to the, if it tastes like water or if it's not a strong taste, we'll give them aqueous zinc at 2 tablespoons a day until the patient says that it tastes like swamp water. And we switch to a tablet, either Z enzyme Forte if it's a child, or Z enzyme Forte if it's an adult. Interesting, we saw Tuesday Minute 431 called Acne Gone in a Few Days, how some of our staff was sharing that just whenever their children would have acne, they would just start swallowing liquid zinc, and in a couple of days their acne cleared up and was gone just by the liquid zinc tablets, so liquid zinc mixture. So it's kind of an interesting Tuesday Minute. ProMulti Plus number 26. This was developed by Dr. Alex Vasquez. Many of you know that he's a chiropractor, a naturopath, also has osteopathic degrees. He developed this for his patients. Based on his research, he said it's the highest quality, broad spectrum, highest potency vitamin mineral on the market. He calls it prescription strength. There's prescription strength physiologic dosages of vitamin D, K, folic acid, and B12, multiple forms of vitamins and minerals, and phytonutrients, the phytonutrients quercetin, citrus bioflavonoids, green tea, and piperine, and a vegetable capsule for general nutritional support. I like it. It's got the B vitamins are in their phosphorylated forms. Generally, the comes in 180 capsules. You take 6 capsules a day, but I suggest that if after 60 days, if money is an issue, they can cut to 3 per day and still get a very broad spectrum product for multiple daily use. Bioimmunozyme is a broad-spectrum product to provide all the cofactors for the immune system to perform at peak performance. It contains vitamins, minerals, enzymes, as well as neonatal and adult bovine glandular and organ components to support immune function. It's in a base of SOD, catalase, echinacea, methyl donors, and chlorophyll. And this has been an extremely popular product used as a base product. As a multiple vitamin mineral for people that have are experiencing COVID or are afraid of COVID. It's got 30 milligrams per two capsules will give you 30 milligrams of zinc. So normally we suggest people take as preventative 60 milligrams of zinc. And so you could do two capsules twice a day for a period of time to build up your levels and then cut back to just two capsules a day. And two capsules a day forever if you want to. That's several physicians do that with their patients as preventative. We're all going to be exposed to cancer. We're all going to be exposed to all kinds of infections. And this is a great product to use to as a preventative product, Bioimmunozyme Forte. Climbing on the list. In the acute phase, we use two tablets 3 to 4 times a day with food. In the chronic phase, we use one tablet 3 times a day with meals. Without question, it's the premier broad-spectrum immune support product available for the healing arts. Again, preventatively, one tablet twice a day for life. You can see a nice Tuesday minute 183 called Enhance Immunity Before Cold and Flu Season. So you can get a little bit more information on that product. IPS number 28, intestinal permeability support. We know food sensitivities cause leaky gut, but a leaky gut can cause food sensitivities due to an overstimulation of the immune system. And IPS is designed to stimulate growth and repair of the intestinal mucosal and also to aid in gut detoxification. It's been clinically shown to reduce zonulin levels, which reflect a leaky gut. Just to give you an idea, each capsule of IPS contains glutamine, glucosamine sulfate, tillandsia, gamma-rizinol, reduced glutathione, Jerusalem artichoke, lamb intestine concentrate, and vegetable cellulase. So we use 2 to 4 capsules twice a day, an hour before meals. And again, you could see a Tuesday minute 216 to restore joint health, restore gut health. IAG number 29, arabinogalactan, which is derived from the Western larch tree. This is an excellent product for chronic immune dysfunction, for viruses, for inner ear infections. We use it a lot for kids. It's got a little bit of a woody taste, so but you can mix it with orange juice or blueberry juice or any kind of juice. We use it for free radical pathologies, allergies, some cases of fibromyalgia. Anytime you see decreased secretory IgA, you see chronic fatigue. One of the benefits is it increases natural killer cells, which, as you know, is part of the innate immune system. When we use it with dismuzyme granules, we've been shown over and over and over again to raise white blood cells. The other benefit of the of IAG is it increases, because it is a fiber, it will increase natural butyric acid levels. So that's a nice side effect. Consider 1 to 2 teaspoons 3 times a day for chronic problems. You could use up to 6 teaspoons 3 times a day in the acute phase. For children, consider 1/2 teaspoon 1 to 3 times a day. For reduced secretory IgA, use Cytozyme THY, ImmunoGG, and IAG, and Saccharomyces boulardii as well. You could see an interesting Tuesday minute, number 347, called Anti-Aging Drink, as a little more information. One of the things that the beauty of IAG is that it's a polysaccharide, and it increases cell-to-cell communication as well. Speaking of Saccharomyces boulardii, number 30, it's actually the number 7 product in one part of the country. The beauty of this, it's actually a yeast, and it will achieve saturation concentrations in the colon within 3 days. But the beauty is it doesn't colonize in the intestinal tract. So it's cleared from the intestines in 2 to 5 days after discontinuing therapy. So we use this for when people are on antibiotics, even when they're taking high doses of ADP, when you're killing the healthy bacteria. Anytime when you think about the gut, once you start killing stuff, there's going to create a vacuum, and what there's never a vacuum for long. Something else is going to grow and take its place. So by using a healthy yeast like this, like Saccharomyces boulardii, it's taking up space, and it's going to discourage the dysbiotic bacteria from growing and allowing this to eat, to basically to dine on the food that they would normally be dining on, as you allow your body the ability to create its natural biotic flora. It's also been shown to improve tight junction structure. The other thing it does is it changes the pH of the bowel so that healthy bacteria can thrive. So Saccharomyces boulardii is an interesting product. We use it as a probiotic to discourage diarrhea and fungal growth when antibiotics are used. You can see a Tuesday minute, 242. And again, to increase secretory IgA, you could use Saccharomyces boulardii, one capsule three times a day, IAG, a teaspoon three times a day, Cytozyme THY or Cytozyme Thymus, three tablets three times a day, and ImmunoGG, one capsule three times a day. And that's been a very popular formula to ramp up IAG. When we do comprehensive stool digestive analysis and we see low IgAs, that's something that's been very effective. Now we're going to take just kind of a few more minutes to talk about two other products, and it's BioAshwagandha and Centerest. So I just want to thank you for your interest so far. These are some new products, some specialty products that I think you'll find really interesting. So BioAshwagandha, unlike other adaptogens, which tend to be stimulating, ashwagandha has a calming effect and may be particularly indicated with people with Alzheimer's. They did a recent double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled study on the effects of ashwagandha and stress, and found it reduced symptoms of stress and the inability to concentrate. Adaptogens, as you know, have been used for centuries to help deal with stress, whether it's physical, chemical, mental, or emotional. And in this particular study, it reversed forgetfulness in a dose-dependent manner at 500 milligrams per day. So that's very exciting to think of that. Another group reported oral administration of a semi-purified extract of ashwagandha root reversed behavioral deficits, plaque load, and accumulation of beta-amyloid peptides in mouse models with Alzheimer's. So we went over in number 452, a new ashwagandha product. We discussed that. But this is the one I thought was particularly interesting. They did a study with two groups of people, one all using resistance training, and one group took ashwagandha, one group didn't. They did it for 8 weeks. And as you would expect, if you're using resistance training, all the health indicators would increase. You're getting more lean muscle mass, you're losing more fat, your increases of strength. But the group taking the ashwagandha was found to be statistically significantly greater than the placebo in all areas. It was increases in muscle strength, muscle size, decreases in body fat percentages, increases in testosterone, and muscle recovery were increased over the placebo group. But what was interesting is there was a 4.3-fold increase in testosterone with the people taking bio-ashwagandha versus the people not taking anything. And that's just really, that's exciting to see that the body can have those kinds of effects. And what's also interesting is when we think of substance that increases endurance, strength, or physical, mental performance, we generally think of a kind of a guara caffeine, or what the Chinese may call a yang effect. But what's interesting is ashwagandha seems to work more from a yin perspective. So it really helps to support the parasympathetic nervous system as opposed to ramping up the sympathetic nervous system. So it's just an interesting herb to have in your toolbox to know about. Centerest. Dr. Mark Forrest developed this particular product. He just did a great webinar. And so if you get the opportunity to watch it on Biotics Research Corporation's website and study it, it's really pretty profound. And he talks about a number of different factors that he used. He originally started out, a woman just wanted to be able to drink red wine, and she couldn't drink red wine, and she had chronic fatigue syndrome, and Dr. Forrest worked with her, and she got better. She goes, gosh, if I could just drink a glass of red wine, I'd love it. So we found out that she had a sulfite problem. And then he had a woman that had wanted to drink white wine, and he said, well, maybe it's the sulfites, but it wasn't, it was something else. And he went through, oh, I don't know, a half a dozen people with either wine or drink issues. And then he realized that it was the alcohol is a chemical. And so these people weren't able to break down chemicals. And so SensorRest really, although it has to do with breaking down, originally it was developed for people with wine issues that wanted to drink a glass of wine. It's really people that are sensitive to chemicals. And Dr. Claudia Miller shows that 1 in 5 chronically ill people have environmental sensitivity. She uses a questionnaire called the QEESI, short for Quick Environmental Exposure and Sensitivity Inventory. And she finds that these patients find it difficult to detoxify stored chemicals in their body. So even though they need a detox, if you put them on one, they may get sicker as the stored chemicals flood their system. So it's almost like you got to do a pre-detox to get them to detox. And so SensorRest was born to get rid of some of these chemicals. 15% of all people report sensitivities to everyday chemicals, such as household cleaning products, paints, perfumes, soaps, garden sprays, as well as medications, caffeinated or alcoholic beverages. So when you see your patients, they go, boy, I just can't drink a cup of coffee. Oh my gosh, that medication really hits me. Boy, if I have one drink, I'm zooming. Those are all, or if I walk down the perfume aisle at the store, I get a headache. Those are all people that you want to think about SensorRest. It's estimated that 50% of the population is sensitive to sulfites. And this product is really designed to support genetic weaknesses, which can result in chemical sensitivities. The mechanism, SensorRest supports many biological processes, particular detoxification in the following pathways. So it supports detoxification, the cytochrome P450 pathway, supports sulfation, supports acetylation, supports methylation, glutathione peroxidase enhancement. It supports mitochondrial function and regulates histamine. And by supporting methylation, we're naturally reducing histamine. That's a theme most people are not aware of, that as you increase methylation, you're going to reduce natural histamine. SensorRest is useful as a low-dose foundational product for gentle or soft support of methylation that avoids the stress of over-methylation. Again, sometimes you put people on high dose 5-methyltetrahydrofolate, and all of a sudden they start detoxifying too fast, and they just get sicker. So this is a low dose foundational product for what I would call a gentle or soft methylation. And again, you're also slowly reducing histamine levels. The low dose allows the body to process chemicals that are already present before digging deep to unload toxins stored in tissue. So you could see a Tuesday minute. 4:35, wine headaches gone. Kind of gives you a little bit of a history of the product. Dr. Force uses 2 to 3 times a day for 30 days. And after a certain period of time, you could reduce it to 1 twice a day and then continue to reduce it as low as possible. So he's got a couple patients that take it twice a week. So it's one of those products that can be very useful for long periods of time, but just very, very low doses. Just want to thank you for taking time to join me. This is it's always fun for me to talk about these products and some of their clinical uses. So I appreciate your attention. I look forward to joining you for the next 15 to 20 products that we're going to review next time. Have a great day.